This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay. So, you know, one of the headlines is, I believe there's a Michigan school that is telling students not to come, about 37 students not to come to school because there's a chickenpox outbreak. And if there are 37 kids unvaccinated, they don't want them coming and getting exposed to chickenpox. So they're telling the kids to not come to school for 3 weeks or to at least show that you are immune. And, you know, I look at that and I go, okay, well, that makes sense, you know, because it's a high school. And if a high school student gets chickenpox for the first time, that could be pretty serious. But the next thing that I think about is, well, then what about flu? Okay, when a school has a flu outbreak, are they going to tell kids that aren't vaccinated to not come to school? Probably not. Flu season lasts anywhere from October to May, sometimes end of May. So if you have kids that are not vaccinated to flu, do you let them go to school when flu is rampant and flu kills? I mean, chickenpox can kill also, but we see more flu-related deaths when it comes to flu. So I found that kind of interesting. I'd like to kind of know what schools are going to do if they're going to start taking on these policies of not having kids come to school if they're not vaccinated. And another headline that came out today was half of Americans have no intention of getting the flu shot. They're like, yeah, I know there's a flu shot, I don't want it. You know, we have this big narrative now of, you know, not being anti-vaccine and how anti-vaxxers are bad people, and, you know, and I'm pro-vaccine, but I'm kind of against crucifying, discriminating against groups of people when we ourselves are kind of being hypocritical. Okay? All this, well, the anti-vaxxers caused the measles outbreak and the mumps outbreak and the hepatitis outbreak and the chickenpox outbreak. All right. Well, then where's your stand on flu shot? Are you getting the flu shot? Oh, no. I don't get the flu shot. Well, why not? It's a vaccine. You're either pro-vaccine or you're against vaccines. No. It's not like that. Well, if that's the way you're making it, but these parents are anti-vaxxers. I mean, let's call it like it is. Okay? If you're pro-vaccine, like I am, we get every vaccine. My kids get the flu shot. They got their measles shot. I mean, HPV, they're going to get every vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm not going to pick and choose and go, well, maybe this one, maybe this one, maybe not that one, maybe not that one. If I do pick and choose, then I could say I'm pro-vaccine, but I really can't diss people who make similar choices. So, you know, we're expecting kind of a bad flu season. So here's the scoop. We finally got Australian data. I love the Australians, but they kind of took their sweet old time. Okay, so Australia had said, they had let us know. Remember, Australia's in a different hemisphere. So their toilet water, when you flush, goes a completely different direction. And they came up with Outback. So I'm a huge fan of Australians. Totally huge fan. Hopefully we never go to war with Australia because I don't know whose side I could take. Because Australia's awesome. Especially since I love Outback Steakhouse. So, with Australia, they said that their flu season started early. And remember, they have their flu in the summer when we have our flu in the winter. So we're like, well, that's odd. Why is it early? You know, global warming, climate change, whatever the hell. Or is it a more virulent strain? Well, we're being told it looks like it was a more virulent strain. Australia had 289,000 laboratory confirmed cases, which means they had more because the average person doesn't go to the doctor to get swabbed for the flu. So they had close to 300,000 laboratory confirmed cases, including 722 deaths. Now, that's the highest number they've had in the last 5 years. Their five-year annual average is usually only 96,000 cases and 335 deaths. So they doubled in deaths over the last 5 years from average. Okay, that's not good. Because our flu season usually mimics what happened in the southern hemisphere, because we're in the northern hemisphere. Yeah, check a globe, people. So, looks like now, when you hear the media say we might have a more severe flu season, even though we really are kind of talking out of our retroperitoneums, I mean, we really can't say we know for sure. I'm kind of going to support them on that one, because if Australia had a bad one and they had double the number of deaths, I think we should brace ourselves for a bad one. So our flu shot this year, how does it look? I mean, it looks good to me. I mean, it's got the, you know, we have influenza A and influenza B, and it covers both. Swine flu got a lot of us in 2009, so they have that covered. They got the H1N1. They got the H3N2, which hit us really hard a couple years ago. So that's another real virulent strain. They got B, Colorado strain. I don't know really much about Colorado, you know, but, you know, Colorado, they have issues with the Denver Broncos, so I wouldn't be surprised if somebody got ticked and, you know, mutated some flu. I'm not sure what happened there. And then if you have the quadrivalent vaccine, you have the B, and I can't say this on air because I'll get in trouble, but it's the Phuket. But it's supposed to be a short U and not a long U, the Phuket, okay, right? I can't say it on air. And that would be then your fourth strain. So, I mean, it looks like they got us pretty covered. I mean, we're never going to be 100%. Why? Because a lot of times these viruses mutate while we're in the vaccine manufacturing process. I mean, we can't control what's out there in nature. And all the, you know, we could take the virus, we could try to make the vaccine out of it. But if it's out there and it's circulating and it's mutating, you know, because viruses are very highly mutable, you know, it might be able to evade what we were able to do in terms of immunity. You know, flu season, October, roughly, even though we've started to see some cases, we've already had one flu death in California in September. So roughly between October to end of May is flu season. The most common cause of death with the flu is pneumonia. It's not so much flu that kills you, it's pneumonia. So for those of you guys that are due for a pneumonia shot, get a pneumonia shot. You know, and if your kids, if you're like, well, you know, I'm still thinking about what to vaccinate my kids for, at least get those kids vaccinated. Try to vaccinate your kids for everything, but make sure they got their pneumonia and their flu vaccine. Don't just do flu. Make sure they got their pneumonia also through their Prevnar. So we take that pretty seriously. In fact, when there were a lot of deaths, flu-related deaths, you wondered, if was there also a more virulent pneumonia strain? Everybody should get the flu shot if they're over 6 months old, especially pregnant women. And so there's a lot more to talk about. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. Okay, so we opened today talking about how only half of Americans plan to get a flu shot this year. CNN is describing why that is a problem. They say 60% of adults think that the flu vaccines is the best preventative measure against flu-related deaths and hospitalizations, but only 52% said they're going to do it. They're going to go and get the shot. And I know there's a lot of you out there that go, well, I don't like shots. By the way, if you don't like shots, that is 1,792% normal. None of us are supposed to like shots. We give them. I'm a doctor. I give shots. I get shots. I get IVs. I get things jabbed into me all the time. But is that normal? Is that a normal human instinct? No, it's not. So when I hear a man, a 6'4", 270-pound man say, I don't like getting a shot, I don't blame him. It's not really, it's kind of counterintuitive to when you have this closed system like your body is, to let something be pierced into your skin and go into you. It's not, well, maybe not 100% closed, right? Because, you know, you poop and stuff. So, you know, don't feel bad about not wanting a shot. Now, it might not be advantageous to your evolutionary drive and ability to outlast, you know, other mankind, because flu is a nasty pathogen, but a lot of people that don't want to be injected by something, that's, you know, it's a fear that a lot of people have, which is, again, a fear people need to understand when we talk about the anti-vaxxers. You know, they got a healthy baby, they don't want needles going into their baby. That's kind of a normal reaction. Very, very, very rarely the instinct may be right, but for the majority of the time, they could relax about it. But I get it. We have to get it. So the National Foundation for Infectious Disease and the CDC held a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington on Thursday to talk about the survey and to encourage Americans to get vaccinated against this potentially deadly disease. They said, make no mistake, the flu is serious but impactable health challenge. Now, according to Alex Azar, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary, he says, I'm here because the mission of the HHS is to protect and enhance the wealth and well-being of every American. And one of the easiest ways to do that each year is for everyone over 6 months of age to get a flu vaccine. Now, the big argument people say is, but the flu vaccine doesn't work. It's not effective. It's only 40 to 60% effective. Well, okay, in a good year, that's actually good. Okay, nothing's going to be 100% effective. Flu doesn't allow that sort of vaccination efficacy or success because it's a virus that's out there and it's a very highly mutable virus. It's not the most predictable. So for us to do what we can and it protects 60% of the people who get it, that's pretty damn good. Now, 1 year, I think we're only at 18% effectiveness or 23%. That was kind of, you know, not our highlight. Okay, you know, we kind of held our head low with that one. Unfortunately, whenever we do have a year like that, people turn around and go, yeah, so why am I going to get the flu shot? Well, because even if it protects 18% or 23%, or the flu might just keep on walking when it sees your antibodies. It's definitely any efficacy of the flu shot we find can help you prevent the flu. So, let's say it's not as well matched. There's been some studies saying even if you get the flu vaccine and you get a flu that's a little mutated, you might not get as sick. It could maybe lessen the number of days you're sick. You might not get as severe flu. Now, there are reports that if you're overweight, you might shed the virus more. So you might be protected, but you might turn around and shed the virus some more. And so, you know, any sort of barrier you could have towards this nasty bug is better. The NFID surveyed more than 1,000 people, found there was an increase in the number of children who were vaccinated against flu. About 63% got it in the 2018-2019 flu season, which is actually a 5% increase from the flu season before. So we are doing better, but again, here we go. 63% of kids got the flu shot. Did the other 37% of kids get banned from going to school or using public transportation? No. So then why are we banning those that didn't get the measles shot or the chickenpox shot? Well, because chickenpox can kill. Well, so can flu. Flu kills more than chickenpox. See, you know, we got to be consistent here, people. So pediatricians are at least driving the message home, getting people vaccinated. But, you know, I'd really like to talk to the parents. You know, that 37% that they came up with, and again, this was, I'm sure there's more kids that didn't get it, to be honest. I would really like to talk to the parents who didn't vaccinate their kids for the flu and ask what their thinking was. I would ask them two things. I'd be like, one, did you vaccinate your kid against the other things? And the majority of them will say, yeah. And then I'd say, well, then why didn't you do it with the flu? And the most common answer these parents will say is, well, because it doesn't work that well anyway. It doesn't work that well anyway, and you chose not to vaccinate. Why? Well, because there could be risk factors. I don't want my kid getting the flu. You can't get the flu from the shot. So the reason why I bring this up and I'm dissecting this to this degree is over the next decade, there's going to be a big war against anti-vaxxers. And the media, schools, possibly even the Supreme Court is going to go after them in terms of, you know, do they have a right to refuse vaccines? And rather than it being a grab your knives and pitchforks sort of thing, I really think we need to actually dissect and look at what is the average parent thinking. So when you have a parent that does vaccinate their kid, but chooses not to vaccinate against the flu, that might give us a lot of insight into the anti-vaccine mind. Well, I don't want my kid injected with anything. I don't want to bring my kid into a, I don't want to miss work. I don't want to, you know, my kid gets enough vaccines. My kid gets too many vaccines. And the reason why I keep bringing this up is because flu is the deadliest and the most common of the viruses that these kids are exposed to. And it's the number one vaccine that is refused. You know, this anti-vaccine movement, everybody's making such a big deal about the measles and the mumps and the chicken pox, but the number one vaccine refused in this country, in this world, is flu. Parents are refusing the flu vaccine for their kids all the time. Why? Do they think it's dangerous? Do they think it's worthless? Do they not want something injected into their kid? Flu kills, for crying out loud. I mean, you know, if a parent has a choice between two vaccines, I've been asked that. You know, what should I vaccinate my kid for? I'm not going to vaccinate my kid against all 20-some illnesses. So, doctor, pick one. And I'm like, I can't choose. I'm not going to choose. I'm not going to put my license on the line. But if I had to, and you're going to allow me to give you one shot, because that's what they do. They go, I'll let you stick one needle into my kid. So pick a good one. Well, if I'm going to pick one, and it's flu season, I'd say give the kid the flu shot. And I think I would have the backing of my academy on that one, because you're going into flu season. Your kid hasn't had chickenpox, hasn't had measles, hasn't had any of the other vaccines. But what has the highest degree of killing your kid, God forbid, this year? Flu. So I don't get it. And then I also don't get the doctors. Why aren't the doctors using the same diligence when it comes to the flu vaccine as they are with the measles, the mumps, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis, all that? They say older people account for the most flu-related hospitalizations, yet only 68% of long-term care workers who interact with the high-risk population got a flu shot. Now, that's low compared to the overall estimated rate among healthcare workers. 81% said they got their shot last flu season. But when they look at the number of children who died of the flu, only 22% were fully vaccinated. Now, that's also scary. 22% of kids who were vaccinated, right, still got flu and died. So we need to get our acts together, and we need to definitely have a much different attitude towards vaccines. The 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the country, even though it's October 1st, threatening to smash record high temperatures. Several cities in the southeast have had highs in the 90s, including Atlanta and Knoxville. Today, the heat spreads to the Midwest and Northeast, where record high temperatures are also expected. One of the attorneys for the family of the North Texas man shot to death by a former Dallas cop is not surprised of the conviction.
You had someone who was completely unarmed, completely nonviolent, completely non-aggressive, sitting at his home, eating a bowl of ice cream, and someone barged into his home and shot him to death.
Lee Merritt told reporters the case against Amber Geiger was too strong to find her not guilty of murder. Her attorneys argue that Geiger mistook his apartment for her own and believed he was an intruder. In Texas, the sentence for murder is 5 to 99 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Pittsburgh Public Schools are looking into a, quote, inappropriate homework assignment. They were investigating a homework assignment that was a worksheet given to first grade students at the Linden Pre-K to 5 school. District officials said in a Facebook page, they stressed the assignment was not a part of the district's curriculum. They were dismayed to learn at the inappropriate homework assignment that was distributed to first grade students, and they are reviewing the materials. They put a Facebook post. the details are a little sketchy. It looks like it was centered around children running away from a police department. So Tom will run. He will run from the cop, the assignment says. Tom will run with Rob. They will not stop. It ends with, "Get them," yells the cop to his dog. The dog gets Tom and Rob. Rob's socks is wet from the pond. Now, as you can see, they're trying to probably stress the ah sound of O. But why are kids running away from a cop and the cop has to sic the dog on them? Superintendent Anthony Hamlet said in a statement that the district is investigating the assignment distributed to students at the Linden Pre-K in Point Breeze, saying it's inappropriate. They also say the worksheet is not part of the district's curriculum or intervention programs. They write, "While we continue to support teacher autonomy to supplement classroom materials to meet the needs of their students, we must ensure that all materials placed in front of our students are culturally responsive, validating and affirming their cultural and ethnic identities. The district is investigating the source of the materials. This is a personal matter. No further information is available." So the homework assignment, which has been circulated throughout social media, has caused outrage among families, staff, and community. He said, "First, let me be clear, the worksheet is not part of our curriculum." So I'm looking at the worksheet. It says, directions: read the story three times, color a star each time you read, color your evidence for each question in the text. And so every time there's a cop, log on, not mop, you know, what did Tom fall on, who are they running from? So on one end, you're looking at this exercise, you're like, okay, wait a second, okay? You know, when we read kids' stories or when we practice things, many times we don't really put a lot of thought into the practicing sentence, right? So, like, you know, when people say, okay, you know, what's an example where we'll bring up a, well, no, it's a as an, you know, and we'll accidentally say a bad word, not because we want that as an example of the A sound, but it just, we couldn't, at the drop of a hat, think of a better, you know, phrase to use. You know, like, ooh, the two O sound. Book is an ooh. You know, ooh as in boob. Okay, well, you're not going to tell a kid that, but what if a teacher accidentally said that? Okay, well, you know, no, bad teacher, but, you know, I don't know, teachers really shouldn't bring that up at all anyway. Trying to think of an example where when we try to show how to use something, like they'll say use something in a sentence. I mean, I remember in medical school they would do that. Scrubs. It was so funny. Scrubs is so realistic when it comes to medical school, where Kelso asked the guy who later became, you know, a more, you know, later, you know, did forensics, you know, or worked in the morgue, you know, can you, you know, tell us about, I don't know, hyperparathyroidism? And he goes, can you use it in a sentence? And, I mean, we used to do that in medical school, too, you know. Now, all right, Dr. Dahlia Sadir, please explain to us what pseudostratified corneal epithelium does. Can you use it in a sentence? Yeah, I'll use it in a sentence. Dr. Sadir is going to fail this class and is going to be kicked out of medical school on her butt because she doesn't know what pseudostratified corneal epithelium is. I go, oh, thank you, that clarifies, thank you. You know, and it's like a bad example. But this really accents at the end of the assignment, who are the kids running from? They're running from a cop. Now, at that point, I'm like, well, they could have run from a dog. Why did they have to run from a cop? They could have run from a dog. And so then you start to kind of wonder if there was some sort of malicious intent or some sort of, you know, planning, you know, behind this. So school district solicitor Ira Weiss said he was told that two teachers are involved and that the administration is investigating, but he could not provide further information. Nina Esposito Vizquez, president of the Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers and a reading specialist, said the exercise was one page in a packet of homework given to students. She said it was apparent that the teacher was schooling the kids on short O words, meaning words with an O in the middle. She describes the incident as a mistake, but did criticize the posting on social media. So some people are saying, is it really a big deal? She wrote what was written there was inappropriate. Oh, I'm not saying what was written was appropriate. What was written there was disgusting. What was written there should have never been. But she thinks the assignment was unintentionally given to students. Now, that's the other thing, too. I mean, when you hand out, and this looks something like it was printed. You know, this looks like a worksheet gotten from something. I don't know if the teacher made it themselves. You got to really, really be careful what you're passing out to the kids. But a lot of us aren't stupid. Somebody, even if it wasn't the teacher, whoever made this worksheet, okay, might have an agenda. I mean, I went to school in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Phoenix, Arizona, as well as Las Vegas, so I went to multiple schools. And I remember reading in one of our history books a little bit of a slant. And I was expecting the history book to be very objective. But I was able to pick up on a slant of it. And I was kind of shocked by that. And I'm like, wait a second. They're giving their version of the story. And if a school doesn't pick up on that, and textbooks are huge, they don't pick up on that one paragraph, there's some really powerful stuff that could get to a kid. Now, unfortunately, as we see in colleges, there might be this agenda. And they might want to, provoke more liberal thinking. So when stuff like this comes across, that it's fine. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I was in class and it was just so ingrained. And I'm like, can we just learn about photosynthesis without there being any discussion of President Carter? I mean, not that that's what was present at the time. Clinton was, but you know what I'm saying. You know, and so, schools are the one opportunity that people have access to the kids without the parents being there. And so I don't want us to be paranoid, but I think as parents, you really got to be diligent. You know, teachers could pick a book, and the book may be a great book, but there may be parts of that book that have some sort of a political message. And the teacher may not realize it because it's aligned with their political thinking. They're like, all right, it's a great book. And they might not even realize that, you know, because they're like, okay, well, it's not saying anything, you know, because a red flag would be something that isn't across their thinking, you know? So, for example, somebody may, let's say, read a book on, the main character would smoke. Well, nowadays, we probably scratch that book going, okay, well, we don't want people to think that they should smoke, and we got a main character smoking. But if the teacher smokes, he might not think anything of that book. So, I don't know. We might be overreacting, maybe we're not, but I don't like the idea of kids being scared of cops. With the exception of in my neck of the woods, there were bad guys being dressed up as cops, abducting kids. For the most part, we want kids to be able to run to a cop if they need to. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you guys heard about this. The feds have taken down an alleged Medicare gene test fraud that would peddle cheek swabs. This is really, really interesting because, I mean, you know, there's all this genetic testing that companies now do, and you could swab a cheek and get DNA, and you can. You can get DNA from, you know, a cheek swab. But in this particular case, it exploited seniors' curiosity about genetic medicine by enticing them to get their cheeks swabbed for unneeded DNA tests. Medicare was billed about $2 billion. Now, this was dubbed Operation Double Helix, right? Because DNA is a double helix. Yeah, I'm sure the feds thought that was hilarious. Operation Double Helix, there was a crackdown, and it targeted telemarketing companies, doctors, and labs. In a joint effort by the FBI, U.S. Attorney's Offices, and the Health and Human Services Inspector General, more than 30 people were charged around the country. The alleged scam flourished at a time when many people are getting DNA tests to trace back their family heritage. They said fraudsters preyed on people's fears by harboring genetic markers for disease, such as cancer. Oh, their fears of having genetic markers for disease. But genetic testing is not routinely used to screen for cancer. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, my doctor had done this. What I'm reading with this, okay, when I first heard this, and I know we'll finish the story, but one thing I want to stop here and say, they said that fraudsters preyed on people's fears, and they got telemarketing companies, doctors, and labs. Now, if I think back, I closed my office a few years ago to go and teach and spend more time in media, you know, and on my radio show and stuff, and then telemedicine. But if I think back, there were a bunch of companies that came to my office saying, do you want to provide this testing? And I go, what kind of testing is it? And it goes, well, really cool. You could do a swab. Medicare covers it. You do the swab of the person's cheek. You send it out. Medicare covers it. So, the, you know, because I'm like, I don't want the patient spending money on this. They go, no, insurance covers it. And it does certain genetic screens. And I remember thinking to myself, that is way cool. But since I know Medicare doesn't really cover a lot, okay, and a lot of times patients end up getting bills for things that Medicare should cover, I never signed up with a company. So when I look at this, and I heard that people got busted, doctors got busted, I'm thinking to myself, well, thank God I didn't sign up to do this, but I'm really wondering, these doctors that signed up and these labs, I mean, was it really fraud? I was told by some of these companies, and I'm trying to remember which ones, because, I mean, it always happens. People come in going, you know what, you could do this, you could, you know, you can do an exam, you can bill, you know, the services, it's Medicare covered. So it's not that we bill and make a crap load of money, because you don't make a crap load of money from Medicare, but that the patient won't get a bill because it's covered. And it gives medical information. And doctors love the idea of knowing somebody's BRCA1, BRCA2, you know, even though these cheek tests might not do BRCA1 and BRCA2, knowing if somebody is BRCA1 or BRCA2 positive is very, very cool. So, if it's very, very cool, is it really fraudulent to be doing the test? I don't know. You know, one thing that I think is really, really cool is when you offer ultrasounds in your office or certain radiology in the office. So a person, let's say, because I got to tell you, so remember, I was an ER doc and an urgent care doctor. So when a patient, I thought I had pneumonia, I could just do the x-ray right then and there and look. Or if I thought the patient had a fracture, I could do the x-ray there. What was very frustrating for me in training was when I was in the outpatient clinic, I'm like, okay, you need an x-ray. So I got to go and send you somewhere. And hopefully you go today. And if you don't go today, I'm hoping that I'll get the result and I'll remember your face when I get the result, because I get hundreds of pages of results a day. I would rather just do the x-ray and read the x-ray, and then I would send it out and pay a radiologist to read it formally, just to double do. But companies would come in saying, look, you know, all these gallbladder ultrasounds, things like that, you're sending out. You could do it here in the office. And then you could also make money because you're taking on that liability. You have a right to bill for it. And you're like, you know, it'd be so damn cool for me to actually see the gallstone myself. There were some instances where I would order an ultrasound and the result came out wrong, you know, from the radiology company. And so I kind of like to look at my own studies. And I'm like, okay, that'll be really, really cool. And since it costs money to have a, you know, to have an ultrasound machine, or since it costs time and there's liability, that's great that there's a billing code that you could send. But who knew that years later somebody could say that would be fraudulent if those tests weren't necessary? So thank God I didn't do them. It's crazy. So anyway, according to Shimon Richard, who heads the Inspector General's Investigative Division, they said a decade ago it would have given Medicare beneficiaries pause if somebody wanted to get a swab from the cheek of their saliva. Today, people know and recognize what genetic testing is, and they think, I can get that done, and I can get it done for free and find out if I have health issues that I need to address. Now, Richmond says it's a bad decision. Not only does it put the patient's Medicare ID in the hands of fraudsters, who can then keep reselling it for illicit purposes, but it could potentially compromise unique details of an individual's makeup. But again, I understand if there are people fraudulently running these companies. But if there are companies going, look, we could do this testing. I mean, are they being bad people? They say another downside, Medicare might deny future coverage for genetic testing when it's really needed, since the patient's record will show such an analysis was already done. Patients should only have genetic testing if their own doctor orders it. So they said the scam worked like this. Officials said a telemarketing person or in-person road recruiter would convince a Medicare enrollee to take a genetic test, assuring them that the program would pay for the cost. The patient would provide the Medicare information, a doctor in league with the fraudsters would approve the test, and collect a kickback from the recruiter company. Okay, that's not good. A lab participating in the scheme would run the test, bill Medicare, and share payments collected from the government with the recruiter. They say bills to Medicare connected with the scheme range from $7,000 to $12,000. In many cases, the patient never got a report back, or the results were incomprehensible. They said Medicare paid out hundreds of millions of dollars before authorities detected the fraud and moved in. They said there was no single organization by the fraud. And they said this operation went after several networks. Medicare enrollee Linda Morris of Parker City, Indiana, said she was roped in at a conference on aging well. She's a retired high school math and journalism teacher, so she got her cheek swabbed by one of the health vendors at the event. Their ploy was get a mouth swab, but you could analyze how well your system synthesizes the drugs you are taking. It never crossed my mind there was anything wrong with this. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times people came to my office going, we could tell who will tolerate the statin better, who will respond better to which antibiotic. And I'm like, this is some cool material. This is some cool knowledge. I just never signed up for it. It's good I didn't. Some of the charges were $33,000 and Medicare paid almost $10,000. Morris said she was never billed, but she was also never sent the results. When she looked up the address of the test vendor, it was a house on a back road. She said, I feel stupid. In the meantime, I'm furious. So, another guy from New Mexico said he almost sent in his cheek swab following a telemarketing pitch. He's a retired accountant. The company sent him a kit, but the paperwork that came with it was suspicious. The physician requested it was not my physician. And then the marketing company kept calling him. All right, so be careful out there, people. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.